listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from that great psalm, Psalm 119, verses 116 and 117, and talk about how God holds us up. Let's take a look at this together. Psalm 119, starting at verse 116, where we read this. Uphold me according to your word, that I may live, and do not let me be ashamed of my hope. Hold me up, and I shall be safe, and I shall observe your statutes continually. Now, one aspect of the beauty of Psalm 119 is how the psalmist comes back again and again to the benefits we gain from God's word. Here, in these two verses, the psalmist wrote of how the word of God supported him in daily living. So he stated it clearly in verse 116, "Uphold me according to your word, that I may live." You see, the psalmist knew that he could not stand before his enemies without God holding him up. Without this continual support from God, he couldn't live either physically or spiritually. Now, in writing, "Uphold me," his idea was that this support would come according to God's word. In other words, it would be both consistent with God's word and it would find its source in God's word. Through God's word, the Lord's promises, his hope, his guidance, his instruction, an actual spiritual strength from God would come to him. And without all of that, he could never stand. Now, with those benefits, he could confidently pray, "Do not let me be ashamed of my hope." The psalmist could pray this because he had his hope correctly set. As we've seen again and again in Psalm 119, that hope was established upon God and his word. And when our hope is correctly set, then we can ask God to protect us and even vindicate us. This brief section also has a second request. He says in verse 117, "Hold me up and I shall be safe, and I shall observe your statutes continually." Again, the psalmist asks to be supported by the strength that comes from God and primarily through his word. In receiving this support and security, the psalmist would use it to bring further obedience unto God. Now, this constant dependence upon God, the constant prayer, "Hold me up and I shall be safe," that is what will keep us safe. If you are worried about holding up, then consciously ask God to hold on to you and trust him to do it. I love something that James Montgomery Boyce wrote in his commentary on the Psalms. He described a Benedictine monastic order back in the Middle Ages. And among those monks, when a man hoped to join their order had passed through his preparation period, and when he still wanted to become a monk and commit himself to the monastery for the rest of his life, again, this was after his preparation time, then they had a special ceremony. And in that ceremony, to receive a man into their monastic order, these Benedictine monks required the man to stretch out his arms and repeat Psalm 119, verse 116, three times. "Uphold me according to your word, that I may live, and do not let me be ashamed of my hope." Now again, he said that three times. And when he did this, then all the other monks repeated the words and sang, "Glory be to the Father." You see, this was their way of recognizing that a monk's vow, or really any of our vows, can only be fulfilled when God upholds us, and that all the glory should go to God for whatever we're able to finish. So here's the lesson. Let the Lord hold you up today, and do it in and through his word.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.